Good morning, Chapel.
Good morning.
For those who don't know me, my name is Celeste Thomas, and I am the Director of Multicultural Student Services here at EMU. We welcome you this morning to an opportunity to experience standing with us through our journey to share the hope and peace we strive for in the world. We welcome you to our Black History Month Chapel. And at this time, we will have our opening prayer by Mr. Theo Jackson, followed by the introduction of our speaker by J.D. Richards. Thank you.
Please pray with me. Father God, thank you for bringing us all together this morning. Thank you for providing a space for us to witness your work and your voice. Thank you for all that you have given us in our community here. Please bless our speaker and help us to hear what he has to say this morning. Please encourage us to stand with you and your people. Please help us to do what is right and to be stewards of your justice in our world today. Thank you for all you've given us and be with us this morning. In your name, amen.
Good morning, everybody. All right. Pastor Basil ministry began in Los Angeles as an assistant pastor and pastor of Family Mennonite Church. He presently serves as the pastor for New Song Anabaptist Fellowship in Harrisonburg, Virginia. He earned a associate degree from Sierra College from business and a bachelor degree of Goshwin College. He then became the pastor of Emmanuel Mennonite Church in Harrisonburg and earned a master's in divinity from Eastern Mennonite University. Pastor Basil has been a board member of Harrisonburg's Boys and Girls Club, the Mennonite Mission Network, the Virginia Mennonite Conference, the Living Water Ministry, and the Virginia Mennonite Board of Missions. Following their selection, the next voice you will hear is that of no other than Pastor Basil Merritt.
Very small. thanks to your wages. Yes, I will obey your word.
God. Thanks, worship team. What a worship. What a worship. Good morning, EMU. Students, faculty, staff, the opportunity to share with you for a few minutes this morning is awesome and just a pleasant surprise of pulling my heart into worship. Thank you so much. This is powerful because of the two people I would like to just rehearse some things with you about that you already know, but if you allow me to just a little rehearsal, if you will. Amen. Pray with me. Father God, we give you thanks this morning for your goodness, for your mercy, for your love, for your fresh mercy this morning, for health and for strength, and for this opportunity just to break your word before your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Having done all, stand. Having done all, stand. From Ephesians chapter 6, let me read a few verses from there for you, or with us. Finally, verse 10, Ephesians 6. Finally, my brothers and my sisters, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, against human beings, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Therefore, stand. Stand, therefore. Therefore, stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, Paul says, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains and suffering, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Dr. King says, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands in times of challenge and controversy. Let me read it again. The ultimate measure of a man or a woman is not where he or she stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he or she stands in times of challenge and controversy. My mind takes me to heaven before the world got started, where the first stand took place. Someone took a stand for the first time. I'm so glad he did. For in so doing, I stand here before you because someone else took a stand for me. The Father looked down in the course of time, knowing that man would make a decision against him, knowing that Adam and Eve would decide against the goodness of God. But God was not caught off by surprise. God was not like, whoa, what happened just now? He blinked and something went wrong. Because God knows everything. And so before the beginning of time, someone took a stand and says, Father, I am going to go. I'm going to represent us among the humans. I will take a stand for them in spite of the decision they might have made, they will make to go against us. So in heaven was the very first stand. And here we have, in this word from Ephesians, having done all to stand. So I ask you this morning, what are you standing for? What do you stand for? What are you willing to lay down your life for? What have you been doing as far as choices and decisions and things that have occurred? What have you stood for? And I ask another question underneath that question. What is the basis of that stance that you made? Why are you making that stand? Is it because he's your best friend? She's your family member? Maybe because that person is a professor or your student? Yeah, why did you take that stand? What was underneath that position when you decided I would take that stand for that person? Whatever it was, it's not a question of judgment right now. It's just a matter of you took a stand. Why did you take a stand? Can I tell you today, many of us have taken many stands. And we will keep on taking stands. But may I be very upfront with you, as I stand as a minister of the gospel, many of the stands we have taken will have no eternal value to it. You need to know that. So before you take a stand for somebody or for something, make sure it's not just a good feeling or just to be popular or to be with the in group, but because that thing, that decision, will need to have eternal consequences to it. So let me tell you then about a lady that is well known, Harriet Tubman. I begin with her because she was an interesting woman. To tell you about her in this setting is almost ridiculous. You know why? She didn't go to school. She could not read or write. Harriet Tubman could not read or write. She was a woman of small stature. If you look at her, you would think, she can't do anything. Yet, as part of her journey, she received an award for freeing 500 slaves. Whenever you see one rot, there are 50 you have not seen. So if she saved that they are aware of in records 500, the likelihood is that she did more. But more than that, here's what stood out to me about Harriet Tubman. She could not read or write. Woman of small stature. So you would think, who can she even impact or affect her? What can she even do? We are at this school, a very prestigious school, if you will, at this place. I came here. My son came here. My daughter is here right now. Harriet Tubman did not have that privilege. So what difference would she make? What stand did she make? Here is the biggest thing that stood out to me in her stance that she made. She had to convince slaves that they were free. People who had been slaves all their lives did not know what to do for themselves. Here comes this small little lady telling them, you're free. Let's go to your freedom. What did that even mean? This formally uneducated, the key word is formally, because she was very educated, by the way. This formerly uneducated woman convinced slaves who were told they were slaves, treated as slaves, even though they weren't, let me say it right, they were given that title as slaves, but they weren't really slaves. They were human beings that were sold as slaves. And they lived as slaves for so long that they begin to believe the lie that they really were. Now, I know they were slaves. Don't misunderstand me. That was what they put them through. That's not who they were. That was not who they were. They were created beings in God's image, given abilities, given talents, given gifts to bring to this world. But they were snatched from those places, forced into other places. However, we got to the point, whether it was from Africa or here, they were operating as slaves. Here comes this uneducated, formerly woman, had to convince them that there were no more slaves, that they were free, and help them to freedom. Whoa, what a stand. I must believe that heaven has been different because of this little lady. What kind of stance are you making? Can I just be honest? It saddens my heart that often now, in these days, our stance often is for our own selves and our own benefits, for our own pleasure. While a true stance, I say to you, often is not for your benefit. In fact, oftentimes your life is at danger when you take a stand for another. Her life was, did you know that there was a bounty on her head? Did you know that? Come on, talk to me now, please. Did you guys know that? How much was the bounty? 40,000 dollars. Was the bounty on her head. There were some problems, but this woman did what she did, believing God as a godly woman, knowing all of the obstacles that was there. She stood up, she took a stand, and made a difference. And formerly uneducated man, woman. On the other side of that, Dr. King, got a few minutes more, let me say this. Very educated man, PhD, I believe, formerly educated. Look at this. Two different people. Look at the impact of these two persons. I have a feeling you could make an impact no matter where you are in this journey. I get a feeling you have the ability, the wherewithal, the gifts to make a difference where you are. My question is not just, let me go make a difference. I'm talking about you need to make a difference that has eternal ramifications. There need to be eternal thoughts tied to that, not just human, not just for here and now, not just a feel-good stance. I'm talking about a true stance often always means putting your life at risk, putting it at a dangerous place where you might die for what you're standing on. Is it worth, whatever it is that you stand for, is it worth your life? Whatever it is you choose to stand for this morning, is it worth you dying for? And if it's not worth it, I say give it up and find a cause that is worth living for as well as worth dying for. Dr. King stood up, was put in prison, you and I know part of the history. Two different parts of the spectrum. But these people had something bigger than themselves. And that's another clue, by the way. When you take a stand with deep meaning, often it means it is about something bigger than you. It's not about you or me. It's bigger than you and me. And for this man, for Dr. King, it was bigger than him. We celebrate now because of the things he and many others did to bring us where we are today. Guess what? It is now our turn. It is now our time. What are you standing for this morning? And I'm telling you, let me give you an example of where I think it's hard and the choices we're making today. How do we make a choice between standing for so many causes today? So many causes. What's the right one for me? That can only come when you spend time with God, standing up on truth, the word of God. I believe this still is God's word. And it still lives today. And it is still the premise in which I make my decision. I know today, I was at a meeting just a few weeks ago. We were not lost, but we were trying to get to where we need to get to quickly. This elder brother and I. And so we asked a person, a young man, hey, we're trying to get over here. Can you please help us? You know what the first thing he did? Pull his phone out and help us get to where we were to go. We both smiled at each other, this brother and I, thinking, look at the difference in the generation. We're trying to find a brother or sister to help us get to where we want. He went on his cell phone and gave us directions to where we go. Difference. We're in a different time, different places. Nonetheless, we got the same end result. So whatever your path is to where you need to go, get there in that way. But I want to say to you, please make sure whatever you're standing for, it is based on truth. It is based on truth, the word of God. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Not just a good feeling, not just a friendship thing. It needs to be based on truth. And I think we're the school that teaches the truth. And I hope that as we continue to do that, we send us back to the word of God, which is not outdated, by the way, which is not for just someone we had many years back then. It is good for today. For the word of God was inspired, written for everyone, even for today. And it still has life in it. And I hope, young people, you will keep going back to your word. No matter what other people say or do, go back to the word, the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, biblical instructions before leaving earth. Go back to God's word and know what God says. Listen to me. Even the world does it. If you buy something brand new, you don't know how to fix it, look for the instructions. The doctor gives you meds. Follow the instructions. It seems like you follow those instructions easily, but when it comes to the word of God, oh, stop, wait a minute, outdated, not good enough, not for today. That is not the truth. This is still true, and it will be true 1,000 years from now. It is still God's word for today. And I trust, young people, you will trust God's word and live for him. Take a stand, but make sure as you do that, that it is based on truth, not only on a cell phone, not only based on Google, or Wikipedia, come on. But may it be based on the solid, living word of God that still have life today, no matter how young or old you might be. It helped a lady who could not read or write. It helped a lady to do what God called her to do. It helped a man who could read and write. The same word I say to you today, live by the truth of the living God, not by society, not by popularity, but by God's word. So whatever you do, having done all, take a stand, and may that stand be based on truth. Let us pray. Almighty God, for many that have taken stands to walk alongside people in their different journeys and different challenges, I pray, just like the doctor gave us instructions, and for the most part we follow it, just like we get instructions to do, even driving, studying, whatever we do, there are instructions for us to follow. In your word, you says, wherewithal should a young man, a young woman cleanse their way? But by taking heed, they run to according to your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God, I pray for a love again of your word among your young people and among your people all together, that we might walk by truth. Your word is truth. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
So thank you for attending our 2018 Black History Month Chapel. Moving forward for the rest of our Black History Month, we will be having two more events. This Monday, we will be having Town Hall on Race, Be Woke, Stay Woke, a conversation about what does it mean to be woke and how does that affect us in this university. And then Wednesday, February 28th at 7:30 in the Black Box, we'll have a poetry slam. So thank you for attending, and I hope you have a blessed day.
Thank Pastor Marin one more time. Thank you. Thank you. Just stand. And we are aware of the time. We do have a presentation, but we can do that at Poetry Slam. So come to Poetry Slam. That will be your tease for that BSU will present there. And so just one last thing. As we part from one another, I encourage you to dream like Martin, lead like Harriet, fight like Malcolm, think like Garvey, write like Maya, build like Madam C.J. Walker, speak like Frederick, educate like W.E.B. Du Bois, believe like Thurgood, challenge like Rosa, and finally, stand for something or fall for anything. Thank you. Have a blessed day.